Well, Secretary of State John Kerry will head to Vienna this weekend for more talks on the crisis in Syria. 12 million people have been displaced since that country's civil war started in 2011. Fewer than 2,000 have come as refugees to the U.S., but more are planned. So let's check in with one. 25-year-old Abdu, who doesn't want his full name used, fearing for the safety of friends and family still in Syria. Abdu left his home in 2012. He went to Jordan and came to the U.S. 6 months ago. His brothers, his parents, and sister have come as well. Now he's living outside New Haven, Connecticut. We spoke with him through an Iraqi interpreter from Yale, asking Abdu, do you feel welcome in the U.S.?
I'm very happy to come over here, and I'm happy to meet these nice people over here.
Abdu, why did you leave? We know, of course, there was fighting in Syria, but was there a flashpoint for you?
I didn't feel safe over there, and the Bashar Assad regime, they start to exploring, bombing with the tank, with the jets, our cities. So I just moved. Also, they've been arrested people randomly.
They've been arresting people. Well, we understand you were a shopkeeper in homes in Syria, and now you're working at a pizza restaurant here. I'm imagining, is New Haven completely different from where you lived?
The most things that I faced overhead, which is abnormal for me, speaking a different language or learning different language, and the weather over here, it's colder than our country.
Yes, Connecticut is colder than Syria, and it's going to get colder still. Let's bring in Chris George, executive director of IRIS. That's a refugee organization that settled Abdu in New Haven. Chris, how does that work?
Well, the refugees are initially selected by the State Department overseas. They're given very thorough background checks. And then we're notified about 2 weeks before they arrive, and we have to find an apartment. We furnish the apartment with donated furniture. We'll stock the kitchen with about 3 days' worth of food. And then we have to find someone who can cook a culturally appropriate hot meal to serve this family. That, by the way, Robin, is a federal government requirement that every refugee who arrives in this country, and they're arriving today somewhere in this country, must be served a culturally appropriate hot meal. And the next day, a case manager will bring them to the office, and they have to hit the ground running. We help them enroll their kids in school. We'll help them learn English. We'll connect them to health care. And we have to do this very quickly because there's not a lot of funding for refugee resettlement.
And what was your sense of Abdu and his family when you did meet them at the airport? Shell-shocked, determined? What was your impression of them?
I wasn't there myself. The case managers were there. But I can tell you how most refugees react when they arrive. There's a combination of, you know, fear and excitement. The kids are asleep, maybe crying. If it's freezing cold, they probably look at each other and wonder why they came to a place like Connecticut. This particular family has some distant relatives who live in the New Haven area, so they've helped them get off to a good start.
But how has the community reacted? You know, there's been a lot of thundering lately about immigrants. And then on top of that, the director of national intelligence, James Clapper, recently spoke at the Intelligence and National Security Summit in Washington. And he said he wouldn't put it past the likes of ISIL to put operatives among the refugees coming in. So people might worry about that.
I've also heard experts say that no terrorist in their right mind would ever try to get into the United States through the refugee resettlement program because the background check is so thorough and takes so long. The community here in New Haven is incredibly welcoming. I've been getting phone calls and emails from all across the state. Churches, mosques, synagogues, colleges, they all want to welcome Syrian refugees. This allows me to tell the governor that we can double the number of refugees that we normally resettle in a year.
Because the Obama administration recently announced plans to accept 10,000 refugees from Syria and other countries in the next fiscal year. It sounds like you're saying you could do more.
10,000 is not enough. 10,000 is an embarrassment. Just because bodies aren't washing up on the Jersey shore doesn't mean we can stand on the sidelines and just ignore this crisis. We need to double or triple the number of refugees we bring here. And if the country is not going to do it, at least Connecticut is going to step forward and do it.
I want to speak to Abdu again and ask him, how do you picture your future? You're just getting settled in your present. But do you have a dream?
I have a dream to have my own work and to get married and to live normal life.
Well, Abdu, there's a couple hundred years of precedent that's already been set of people coming to the United States and very quickly picking up English and doing all those things you just said. So best of luck to you.
I would like to be like them.
Akram Hussein has been interpreting for Abdu. Abdu is a Syrian refugee who arrived in New Haven, Connecticut about 6 months ago. We've been speaking with him and Chris George, executive director of IRIS, the refugee group that brought him to New Haven. Gentlemen, thank you, all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Robin.